Former US President Donald Trump may no longer be in office, but his words live on, particularly these two words, fake news, used by Donald Trump to criticise media coverage of his administration. It's a concept that's been embraced elsewhere, including in Egypt, where there's been a fresh crackdown on those accused of spreading false news. Max Chalmers takes a look. Hiya, Max.
Hi, Fran. That's right. This week, an Egyptian court handed down a fine for about $900 to human rights activist and reporter Hossam Bahat. He was accused of spreading false news and using social media to commit crimes. His offence was to send a tweet last year criticising the head of Egypt's election authority. His punishment was small, but Australian journalist and former prisoner in Egypt, Peter Grester, says the case sends a message.
This is the latest in a long series of prosecutions and cases that he's facing. He's also facing charges of conspiring with a banned group, which is always known to be the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's exactly what we were charged with when we were in Egypt. He's one of the most prominent human rights activists and journalists in Egypt. His case will be seen across the country as a warning to any others who might be thinking of criticising the government against that kind of thing.
Peter Grester is now the UNESCO Chair in Journalism and Communications at the University of Queensland. In 2015, Australia celebrated his release from an Egyptian prison after being held for 400 days over his work as a journalist for Al Jazeera. But Peter Grester says that was just the beginning of a broader crackdown.
There is almost no independent journalism left inside Egypt at the moment. The only criticism of the Egyptian government, the Egyptian authorities, comes from the likes of Hossam, who are repeatedly targeted with these kinds of arrests. And so it is incredibly difficult for anybody to criticise or challenge or investigate the government without exposing themselves to enormous risk.
Much of that is thanks to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He came to power in a coup in 2013 that overthrew the democratically elected Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi. He's since overseen a crackdown that's targeted Islamists as well as civil society. He's been able to do that without too much trouble in recent years, thanks in part to his close relationship with former US President Donald Trump. Trump once reportedly called al-Sisi his favourite dictator as he waited to meet him on the sides of an international summit. The leaders appeared alongside each other again back in 2019.
But Egypt is a very special place, a very important place. I think you have the largest population anywhere in your part of the world by far. And my wife was there and she took these beautiful pictures with the pyramids in the back. She loved the pyramids. She was in love with the pyramids and you treated her so nicely. But the First Lady was there with a group and those pyramids are something very special.
As the Trump al-Sisi relationship blossomed, Egypt passed anti-fake news laws in 2018. They treated anyone with more than 5,000 followers on social media as a media outlet and threatened prosecution for publishing false news. But critics say the definition of what exactly false news is was left very vague. Peter Grester says these laws go back to the kinds of changes that started back in 2013.
President Sisi was talking about what he called crisis journalism. And by that, he meant that the media should abandon its usual critical approach to government and reporting and instead support the government, parrot its comments, parrot its press releases.
That ongoing crackdown is now a dilemma for Joe Biden. In the presidential campaign, he promised to get tough on authoritarian leaders with bad human rights records. But Egypt is a key ally for the US. It recently helped negotiate the de-escalation of the latest round of conflict in Gaza, for example. And Egypt also has control of the Suez Canal. Amid growing pressure from human rights groups, the Biden administration recently withheld $130 million in military aid to Egypt. And now Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has signalled a bit of a rhetorical pivot on human rights. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised those moves in a press conference with Egypt's foreign minister last month, but pointed to press freedom and pre-trial detention as ongoing issues of concern.
There are also other issues of concern, more areas where positive steps can be taken, not because the United States or anyone else is asking, but because, as the foreign minister, the president said, it's what's in the interests of the Egyptian people.
Human rights groups have dismissed the idea much is changing in Egypt. Fran, they point to this week's case targeting Hossam Bahat to argue the abuses against political dissent and press freedom are very much ongoing.
Max, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Max Chalmers.